In his State of the Union address, President Biden said what happened to Tyre Nichols occurs far too often. Nichols died in January after he was beaten by police officers. With Nichols' family in the audience, Biden advocated for better training for police officers, more money for first responders, and he implored Congress to act.
Let's do what we know in our hearts that we need to do. Let's come together to finish the job on police reform.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey is with us now to talk about his efforts toward police reform. Senator, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
In last year's 2022 State of the Union, the president spoke forcefully of funding the police. Last night, he spoke of preventing violence in the first place, and he mentioned his executive order banning chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. Some of those overlap with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill that many want Congress to move on. Were you encouraged by what you heard?
I was very encouraged. Look, there's no conflict between funding our police departments. As a former mayor, I know we need to do that. But Americans want to have accountability in policing, high, high professional standards, and transparency. And so, in fact, to make our communities safer, we need those things. That's why law enforcement organizations endorsed a lot of the work that we were doing last year, from the FOP to the major county police chiefs. It was a time where we got close, but we could not get legislation across the aisle. This is a more difficult Congress, but it wasn't just the words last night that made me hopeful, despite the challenges and obstacles. It was the fact that in a night where you had one side of the chamber stand up and another seated, or another side and the other seated, we all stood up that night and recognized Tyre Nichols' mother and her pain. And I saw within that some hope that maybe we can get something done. Maybe not as comprehensive, but something.
How did you feel when you looked up and saw Tyre Nichols' parents stand?
I was very moved. No mother in America, no one should have their child handcuffed, beaten so viciously that they ultimately lose their lives. What she is going through is a pain and a hurt that I hope is visited upon no more people in this country.
Senator, you have crossed the lines to work with your Republican colleague, Tim Scott, on comprehensive police reform, which stalled in 2021. Over the weekend, you said you're sobered about the possibility of comprehensive reform. It sounds like you're, given the realities, given the votes in Capitol Hill, you're still sober, at least about a full comprehensive bill. Yeah?
Yes, I will always be someone that has audacious belief in what America can achieve. But at the same time, I've got to work within the environment that we have. We have a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Anything that we do, it's not enough for the safety of our nation to pass things through the Senate that can't pass, that won't pass through the House and get to the president's desk.
One intractable issue on police reform is, of course, what's called qualified immunity, protections for police officers against some federal lawsuits. Some say if you change this, if you take it away, it could lead to frivolous lawsuits. It could lead officers to do their jobs less well if there's a threat of litigation. Did they have a point?
Well, I'll tell you, let's be realistic again. Despite some statements by people like Lindsey Graham who say that no one should be above the law, if some American violates the civil rights of another American, there should be a way to hold them accountable. Qualified immunity undermines that. But given the state of Washington, it is very unlikely that qualified immunity will not be done. But yet there are so many things that should be done, like the president calling for a ban on chokeholds, a reform to no-knock entries. There are so many things that should be done and that could be done that have more bipartisan support, that qualified immunity should not stop us from making things better.
What do you need to do to take a smaller bill without changes to qualified immunity and get it over the line? As you mentioned, you need to get it through a Republican-controlled House. You need at least 9 Republican votes in the Senate to get past a filibuster.
Well, I've had meetings with House members, with Republican colleagues of mine, conversations with the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham. I had weekend meetings late at night with colleagues when I could catch them to talk about, is there a pathway forward? I'm going to stay determined in that. And I have the full support of my leadership, Chuck Schumer, and the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Dick Durbin. I'm grateful for the partnership of the Congressional Black Caucus, and I'm grateful that there are Republican senators who are willing to engage in that very conversation. This is going to take work, because my goal, again, is not just to pass a Senate bill, but to get something to the president's desk. I know that sometimes it takes more than one Congress, but the work that you do often is the foundation for actually getting something done.
Senator, the elements of a smaller police reform bill, would they have saved Tyree Nichols' life?
I think that a lot of the elements we're talking about would address some of the deaths of the names we should not know in America. I'm sorry we know Eric Garner's name, who died of a chokehold. One of those so-called smaller things could have saved his life. I'm sorry that the beautiful, soulful Breonna Taylor's name, we know for this reason, well, the no-knock entries could have saved their lives. Creating a national database that stops a police officer who is fired in one jurisdiction from simply going to another, that could have saved Tamir Rice's life, a name we should not know, a child murdered. And so, yes, there are a lot of components in this that can make our neighborhoods and our communities safer and make our policing more effective.
Senator Cory Booker, the gentleman from New Jersey, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very, very much.
And you can hear South Dakota Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson reflect on the State of the Union address at hereandnow.org.